All right. Really, I don't have anything about injuries for you. The guys are going through their physicals now, exit physicals. So I would like to just thank the fans for the great support in which they gave our football team and their football team this season. We didn't end it the way we wanted it to end. We're shooting for Super Bowls, and we're not shooting to be a good football team. We're shooting to be a great football team. We did just finish the first year, and so we'll continue to build this to where we make the fans even more proud than they are today of the Chiefs. Again, we'll learn from this. In a lot of ways, we'll learn from it and be a better team next year because of some of the experiences that not only did we experience yesterday, but that we've experienced throughout the season. And we look forward, and it can't get here soon enough, honestly, to getting back into Arrowhead Stadium with the best fans in the National Football League. I'd like to thank you guys for the job that you did too. I mean, I know you don't have an easy job. I got it, and every day is not a bed of roses for you. I got that too. So, but I do appreciate bearing with me. I'm not known for being a great interview. I got that a little dry, and you guys make it work, and I appreciate that part. But. As far as yesterday goes, it's final. It hits you just like you get hit upside the head with a bat. I mean, it hits you hard, and it should hit you hard. You work very hard and put a lot of hours into getting to this point, and then for it to be that sudden, for the way that the game played out, I don't think as players and coaches feel that it was – acceptable. When you have a lead like that, you've got to finish it and take care of business there. So, but like I said, we'll learn from that and we'll get better for that. As far as changes on staff or that, I know there've been some reports out there that people are leaving and going other places. I really don't have any information on that for you. Right now, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's that time of the year. No team stays the same, players and or coaches. We have free agents on this team. Who comes back? Who does? Too soon to tell on that. So I don't really have information on that for you either. We just know that that things happen in this league, and there are changes that take place, and that's what makes it so unique. This was this team. This was the Kansas City Chiefs of this year. And not everybody will be back next year. That's just how it goes. So, and those players that were part of this that move on, I wish them the best. I had a chance to talk to them this morning, and I kind of said just what I'm saying to you. I wish them the best. If coaches have opportunities or personnel people have opportunities to go other places, I wish them the best too, that they're successful. And then it's important that we put together a solid off season. So it's right around the corner. What seems like a long time from now that we play, it is, but phase one will be cranking up here in no time. And then we'll be right into phase two and phase three. And then training camp is right around the corner. The calendar's done up until I know when the first game is to know when we can start training camp. But the rest of the calendar is put together and given to the players. So they know they need to take a little time off right now and get themselves back both mentally and physically. The guys that are hurt or that possibly need off-season surgeries or that have already had surgery, they need to make sure they take care of their business there. So with that, again, I appreciate everything, and I'll leave it up to you guys here. Time's yours.
With the changes on the staff, will there be changes on the staff? Do you want changes on the staff, or will there be changes on the staff because people will get different opportunities elsewhere?
No, there won't be changes on the staff. No.
Andy, you've had issues closing out games. Point last night, too. Can you point to the reason why maybe you guys have struggled in the second half of some games, maybe closing that out when you've been up as large as you?
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't make enough plays offensively to score more points, and we gave up too many plays. So I think it was all the way around. We didn't establish the field position we needed to in the second half or maintain the field position. So that's really what it comes down to. And majority of the time, I think in most games, was just kind of summing it up and giving you a generalization here. I'd tell you that took place.
Why did your defense go from the best in the league in the first half?
Yeah, you know, I think we gave up too many big plays. That's what it came down to. I mean, that's where you saw, if you look at the different stats, that's really where it points to. You can't do that. You've got an aggressive style defense. You gotta have an aggressive attitude with it, and you can't afford to give up big plays. And we all have a part of that. You know,
when you guys are doing that, defense. A lot of people say, Chuck Pagano said this week, you got new, you guys on first and second down. Do you feel like you became predictable too much on defense this year?
Oh, I don't think so. I could probably sit here and poke one of those at Chuck too, but I don't think that's probably the right thing for the head coach to say. I don't think anybody knows exactly what the other person's doing given down. And I looked at it, and I'm not sure that was as predictable. They made some big plays. To answer the first part of your question, we did try to mix things up just a bit. Things happen there.
This team goes from two wins last year to, where you guys are at this year, wild card round, and a lot of success. I know you guys want to go to the Super Bowl, but is there something to be said for that big of a jump? In your first year, were you satisfied with that big of a jump in your first year?
Yeah. It's a great question. It's a mixed question, mixed answer for you. I'm never satisfied, number one, until you get that trophy. And then you're not satisfied, then you're going to try to go get another one. So, but I'm proud of the guys that hung together. Every season presents you highs and lows. I'm proud of the guys that hung together and worked hard to go from 2-14 to our record this year. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of John Dorsey and his crew for what they've done. I'm not overlooking that. I'm not satisfied to be standing here right now telling you the season's over. I'm not cool with that. That's not there's a, I don't like that feeling. And so neither do the guys. But I can't overlook the fact, and I know you guys haven't done that either, you can't overlook the fact that as we stood here last year, I was talking to you in a different way, being new, and the team hadn't done very well. And they were holding on to the worst record in the National Football League. And so there's a lot of guys that went into turning this thing around, and I'm proud of that effort that went into it. That's not an easy thing to do. I don't want to overlook that. It's not an easy thing to do. When I mention the fans were huge. The people in this building, Clark Hunt and the people that he hired, huge. Everybody working together. You take that for granted. That's not how it always is, but guys working together to change a mindset, players changing a mindset, the trust, all those things. I mean, that's huge, and it can't be overlooked at all.
And what would you say was the identity of this team, your first Chiefs team? What was the identity, would you say?
That they're going to battle you. They're going to battle you. And they kind of came in that way. They checked their egos at the door, and they were going to battle you. Didn't always turn out right, but majority of them did. I sat there and talked to them this morning, and there were a lot of long faces. There weren't guys laughing and high five and all that. That wasn't going on, man. It was a bunch that had their hearts ripped out. I can work with that. I can handle that. We'll get better because of that. It should hurt. And that'll make us better. And that's how they did. They gave it up unconditionally. They gave it up and said, hey, show us what we need to do to be better. And they did that every day. They tried to do that every day.
After you got the 28-point lead, the run pass three times, about 28 passes to 10 runs, looking back on it, is that how you would have done it if you could do it again?
I would have done whatever it took to win the game. So obviously we didn't win the game. But I thought I was getting the ball in the hands of the guys that I thought were the best players and trying to get that accomplished.
And with that,
when you play that team, they've come back on other teams. So I kept that in mind. And so I wanted to make sure we stayed very aggressive with it. Now, listen, I'm telling you this, we didn't win the game. So that can be questioned however you want to take it. You can question it either way. But I did what I thought was the right thing to put points on the board, and it didn't work. We only put 13 points on the board in the second half, so it wasn't enough. We needed more. And, we were about 4 inches away from getting a couple more on there. And that those are the parts that hurt. We were close right down to the end.
Coach, when you're in the room talking to the guys, what is your advice to them and how they everyone's different, but how they process this and fully unappreciate what they did, but again, the hurt?
Yeah, they should feel the hurt. Yeah, you got to feel it. That's part of being a human. If you're going to get any better, you better find out what you're doing wrong so you can get better at it. So don't hide that. And same way with the coaches. And then surely you're not pointing towards, but that's other people's jobs. They can point. You get better individually as a player and a coach. Find the weakness, strengthen that. And then that said and done, you did a heck of a thing by changing this thing around. It's hard to see right now through the emotions, but you did a heck of a thing. I mentioned this to you guys, just like I talked to the team about. We're not striving to be good. We're striving to be great. And right now we're good. We're not great. And we've got to take some steps to go forward there. In the meantime, get away from the game a little bit and make sure that you step back so you can step forward during phase one and phase two and phase three.
Do you step back a little bit before you have to begin all of the reevaluation of talent and how it affects the roster?
Well, immediately what we'll do is we'll go through and evaluate our talent. We'll put together our evaluations, the yearly end-of-year evaluations of the players.
Did you feel that winning a playoff game would validate what this team has done this year?
Yeah, and then I'll step back and take some time.
Did you feel that the playoff win was needed for this team to kind of validate what you had done this season, 9-0 start, getting to 11 wins? Was that the ultimate thing, winning a playoff game? How do you look back at the season?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, we were striving to win a playoff game. I don't know if that validates what that validates. I mean, you want to win the Super Bowl is what you're doing, and that's kind of what we were striving for. The record's going to stand is what the record is. We're one of those 32 teams and really 31 teams that is not going to be happy at the end of the year. But I think that you can't – it's like sweet and sour pork here, right? So you can't forget where you were and where you've come to. And then you also have to be strong enough mentally to say, where do we need to go? And you can't hide anything, man. I mean, you got to look right in the mirror and you got to figure it out. You got to know exactly what you need to move forward.
Andy, after the game, Tommy said at 9-0, people took things for granted and felt good about themselves. How do you respond to that? Did you get that feeling from the players, I guess?
Yeah, I didn't have that feeling. There are times where in this business and in life where you fight being a human. And in this business, you have to fight like crazy those moments. And we're all individuals, so we weren't taking surveys at that time. But there are times where you have to just go, you know what? We're not going there. This little human feeling, we're not going there. And in this business, you have to do that, right? There are all kinds of things that you have to do. I never sensed that, but he said it, so obviously he sensed it. And, you know, you just have to fight through that. You got to fight. Yeah, you got to fight through it. If that's what you're feeling, then you got to fight through it.
Why did you call the timeout at the 2-minute warning before 4:10?
I felt like, we had them line up, right? And I got to look at exactly what they were going to do. And I thought that was important at that time. Yeah, I got a chance to see what we're going to need to do there.
Couple more guys.
You talked about improving this offseason, and staying here today after that loss last night. What's your biggest deficiency do you think you need to correct going into next year?
I'd probably need just a bit of time to go back through and put everything together. This is probably too soon to give you that whole thing before I take a little time to analyze it. I'd probably leave it at that.
The team went 2-14 last year, 11-6 this year. What's your overall assessment on your coaching and what the players did this season, looking forward to the next season?
Yeah, I mean, it's really what I'm saying here. I just think that I'm proud of them for that, right? Proud of them for making that change. That's not an easy thing to do. There's just not a lot of teams that do that in the national football, in the history of the national. That's not something that just takes place. I think we have to understand that. On the other hand, we need to get better. So, like I said, we're good. We're not great. And I think everybody, starting with our fans, the Clark Hunt, the organization, everybody in the organization are striving to be great. So now let's go do that. Whatever walls or little things are in there, let's go fix that right there and get it right.
I'm sorry. How close are you to being great?
Well, there's a fine line. I mean, I've said this before, and there's a very fine line between winning and losing in the National Football League. So you're talking about the best in the world at what these guys do. And so how close are you? Well, I tell you, it's a fine line, right? There's a fine line between being good and great, and you got to be able to step it up a notch to get there. How to measure that? You measure that, obviously, by production.
Andy, I know it's only 1 year for you, but it's now been 20 years since this franchise has won a playoff game, 8 straight, which is an NFL historical record for losing 8 straight playoff games. It's only been 1 year for you. How do you get past this as an organization for these fans?
Yeah, we'll get past it. We'll get past it. We're going to fight our tail off to make sure that not only do we get past that, but we get a championship here. And anything less, I mean, that's not what we're striving for.
Last one, Karen.
Coach, is finishing a game a mindset? When you start off really hot, I know during the season I've talked to guys about it. Some say, well, we were tired. Some say they lost focus. Is it a mindset or a conditioning thing? Is it, when you're up in a game
We make no excuses. We don't make excuses that we lost how many of our players. I was asked that question. I mean, that kind of leads into that. We don't make any excuses for that. So it comes down to making plays and making sure that you put the players in the right position to make plays. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And the other things are, I think, go into the excuse category. And there's no reason that should have happened yesterday other than those couple things there. So both sides of the ball make plays, put the players in position to make plays.
Was a 60-yard attempt at the very end of the game, was that just out of the question for Ryan when it was fourth and long?
Yeah, we were 4 inches away from completing that ball right at the 15-yard line.
Right.
Had our best receiver on their nickel corner. So I expect to make that play.